Good morning, everybody. Welcome to episode 6 of Dollars to Deuces, a Toilet Styles production. We're coming at you bright and early on a Thursday morning. My name is Nate Wallen. You can find me on Twitter at Nate_Dirt19. I got my buddy with me, Rich. You can find him on Twitter at RGonzalezRM. And how you doing this morning, Rich?
I'm great. It's morning time, so a little bit more... A little bit slow, I guess, if you want to call it, which leads into something we're going to have to talk about this episode about slowing your roll.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, a good way to kickstart the day, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's. I'm excited for week 4. You know, I think we're kind of figuring out who people are or who teams are, maybe, kind of where things are going. So, you know, like I said, without Oh, I guess I better tell you where you can find us on find everything. Said you can find us on Twitter at Toilet Titles. You know, except DM any questions you got for us there. You can find the pod also on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Facebook. We have 2 pages there. Podbean, Spotify. Except if you're on Apple, please give us a 5-star review. We would really appreciate it. You know, like and subscribe, hit the little bell on YouTube so you can see when we're going to go live. We also have a website, toiletstyles.com. Check it out. That is chock full of content. Anything you want, fantasy football related, NFL related. There's new stuff getting posted probably every day, every other day. So check it out. Give us some feedback. Let us know. Also have a Patreon. Get through this too real quick. Patreon.com/toiletstyles. 3 different tiers. There's $3 one. Get you in the group chat with us, which has been... you said talk quite a bit in there about different trades, things like that, sets, different stuff. So check it out. Second one's $5, and then the last one's $10. I said we've been going through it every week, so we'll kind of just breeze through that. So I know we got a couple things we got to get to this morning. So I think that's it for that. So what we'll do, like normal, we'll go through some player props here. I don't know. Actually, last week was a little wasn't bad, but wasn't as good as the week before. But you know, you can't be that great every time, I guess. So,
Man, look at you being shy over there.
Hey, you know, you gotta be a little modest, right? I don't like I said I get worried that all of a sudden they'll turn around and just be miss.
So every time I look at your where you post how you're doing, I'm like, man, is that right? And I go back and start adding everything up, and I'm like, damn.
I think I almost pay more attention to this, you know, than I used to do with my fantasy teams on Sundays. So, oh well, it adds to it. But you want to go over what said week three player props or?
Yeah. So for week 3, I mean, it wasn't a good week for me. I mean, I hit 2 out of my 5 picks that I made. My 2 hits was Christian McCaffrey, but that was the easy one. Over and under receiving yards was 49.5. So I don't know if you want to call that a hit, but hey, I'm going to take it. Because he did get injured in the game and everything, and expected to miss 2 to 3 weeks and stuff like that. They didn't put him on the IR, so hopefully maybe they're thinking maybe he might be feeling good next week and stuff like that and get a chance at hopping back into the game and everything, which I need because I have like 5-6 shares of him, and I didn't realize I had that many shares of him until I saw the injury and started going through all my lineups. So I was like, damn. But Chuba Hubbard, he stepped in pretty good, and I have him as a – on my bench on some of those, so
that's good. I'm a little nervous. Like I said, I get worried about the hamstring injuries. You know, a guy who's trying to come back too soon. I hope they don't rush him back. Like I said, I love Christian McCaffrey, and you know, it'd be a bummer.
Yeah, these ones worry me, man. The injuries like this. I mean, especially for running backs. I mean, it's just one of those things that can linger and pop back up at any time of the year and stuff like that. So, if you have an opportunity to maybe trade him, especially in a redraft league and stuff, and you're able to get good value for them, might be a good opportunity just so you don't have to worry about it for the rest of the year.
Yeah, without a doubt.
My next hit was the Bears Brown over and under. Total score was 45.5. I took the under. That was an easy one to pick and everything. So
as many yards as the Bears got.
It was horrible, man. I mean, 9 sacks on Justin Fields. And that's just crazy and everything. I mean, they just manslaughtered him. My misses, Kyle Pitts on the receiving yards of 52.5. Saquon Barkley missed on 62.5 rushing yards. Didn't get quite to that. And then the one that I was saying last week and I was bragging, oh, you don't worry about this. This is an easy hit. I can go to sleep and not even worry about it, was the Keenan Allen on the over and under of 80.5 receiving yards. I took the over and just didn't quite live up to it. Mike Williams was the man in that game.
How many yards did Keenan Allen have?
I want to say it was like 68, 72 yards, somewhere around there.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I missed my Justin Herbert over. So, you know, if you'd have just thrown the ball a little more. I mean, they won, so it doesn't matter. But
yeah, no, that. But yeah, but you just thought it would have been a lot better. I mean, don't get me wrong. It was a great game and stuff like that. But, man, Mike Williams, the last 2 weeks, man, he has been crushed. Well, actually, the last 3 weeks, he's been crushing it, hasn't he?
Yeah, I know. Not everybody all off season, you know, it seems like it's been the same thing for how many years? What, 4 years? That how long he's been in the league? But, yep. You know, oh, this year. And apparently, this is the year. So,
well, you remember back in the day and stuff like that. I mean, let's go back 10, 15 years ago and stuff like that. Standard procedure was receivers didn't really break out till their third year, you know, maybe fourth year and stuff like that. And you know, the trends this past at least 3-4 years, you know, a lot of them are hitting a lot more sooner and everything. So sometimes it just takes 3 years for some of these guys to hit and everything. But he's been dealing with a lot of injuries, so that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Jumping ears.
So last week, I was 3-2 last week. The first one that hit Davis Mills under 216.5, I threw for like 165. And I'll say he looked better than I expected a few times. You know, I think, you know, he obviously has a lot to learn. You know, third round pick, never started a game. You know, and I think he'll improve. I really do. But it's going to be a long couple weeks with the Texans, I think.
Yeah, and their defense, man. I mean, they looked good last week, man.
They're flying all over the place. The
Panthers. So that one really scared me because that was one of my survivor pool pick last week, man.
Yeah. Another hit was Matt Stafford over 2.5 touchdowns. He threw 4. He's on fire, as well as that whole team.
Yeah.
And then my last hit was Marquez Valdes-Scantling over 35.5 yards receiving. Hit that on the second drive. He caught one pass for 47 yards. So ended up with 59 yards. You know, caught a touchdown. It was a wild game. So
it was. That was the one I was questioning you on last week too, man. I was like, that's a good call out and stuff like that. So that was a great pick right there.
Yeah, regardless of what team it is, you kind of like got to listen to the noise sometimes, I think, you know, if you want to call it the noise or not, but where the quarterback's talking about, oh, I missed him, or, you know, kind of, you know, if he can make any hints or whatever, you know, maybe he's going to look for him a little more. I mean, not that he's not looking for him, but. So the miss I had, Justin Herbert over 291.5. Thought that was a sure hit, like you said, with Keenan Allen, and he missed it by, 10.5 yards,
yeah.
281. So, oh, well. And then Brady, 2.5 touchdowns, over 2.5 touchdowns. He only threw one.
Shocking.
Yeah, Chris Godwin runs one in. Come on. But, oh, well, you know, I said 3-2 is not too bad. So this week I got, well, like I said, I was 12-4 on the season. So for player props. So like I said, that's, I guess, my one place I'm doing well. So we'll see if it keeps up. So
it is, sir, it is.
For week four, I got a few Pat Mahomes over 299.5. I think the Chiefs are fired up, you know, after they're 1-2. I mean, I think they'll be just fine, but their defense isn't very good. The Eagles showed a little fight here and there against the Cowboys, but I still think that Mahomes is going to want, you know, Tyreek to get his and stuff like that. So hopefully a couple of long ones to him.
Oh, guess what you just said?
What?
I'm starting to, I must be infectious or something like that. Caught you saying stuff like that.
Uh-oh.
Don't do that again, man.
I won't. Not happening. The next one, DeAndre Swift, over 48.5 rushing yards. The Bears are horrible. The whole team, you know, and I think that, I think the Lions kind of will lean on Jamal and DeAndre both this week. And, you know, 48.5 yards isn't too much. So, what do you think?
Man, I said this last week, man. The Bears defense is sneaky gooder than you think. I mean, 48.5, it seems very easy and stuff like that, but I could see this being an easily miss and stuff like that because I just, based off of my watching the game and everything, I don't know, man. Their front four is the best part of their whole team and everything. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they clogged that middle up pretty good and everything. So, man, it looks easy and stuff like that, but that's a sneaky one.
I mean, their linebackers, you know, Roquan Smith's phenomenal. I think, you know, their front seven was pretty decent, but I think it's more of a volume thing for me almost, you know, that you know, he might get 25 carries. You know, if he didn't get 48.5 yards, you got some problems. So, and their offensive line's not terrible. But.
No, it's not and stuff like that. Just like I said, I think the weak part of the Bears defense is the backside, and that's where you have to take advantage of them. So it leads to more of a passing attack and stuff. I could easily see him doing that in the receiving yards and everything. And we'll see. We'll see how it works out.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I just kind of – maybe it's just me cheering against the Bears.
I don't think you like them, man.
No, maybe not. Next one, Jacoby Brissett over 1.5 passing touchdowns. I sat and thought about some for quite a while. I think, you know, against the Raiders last week, he started out kind of slow. He looked a lot better towards the end of the game. I mean, I don't know if he just got more comfortable or what it was, but, you know, he hooked up for a long one with Gesicki towards the end. I think that against the Colts, you know, they're struggling. The Dolphins are kind of reeling a little bit after their week one victory, you know. I think that there's going to be some points scored in the game. Not sure by who or if they'll both be scoring quite a bit. The Colts defense is not what it has been. And I think that, you know, it seems like 1.5 is not too bad for Jacoby.
No, I agree with you on that one. I think, man, that's one of those games and stuff like that. It's just like, yeah. you know, you just don't want. I don't know if you want to watch it, but if it's on Red Zone, maybe I'll watch it.
Yeah, we'll see. I think I don't know. I'll probably watch some of it, but who knows? My son turns 1 year old on Sunday, so be doing a lot of stuff with him and my wife. So we'll see what I can sneak in.
Yeah, probably be watching that much football at all then.
No, probably on the phone here and there. Next one. Van Jefferson over 38.5 receiving yards. I think that, you know, the secondary in Arizona will struggle to keep up with him. And him and Stafford obviously have been showing something. You know, I think that'll be a pretty high-scoring game as well. Should be a fun one, actually. I'm pretty excited about that game.
Yeah, this is going to be between Van Jefferson and DeSean Jackson and everything. They're going to go back and forth on these big weeks and everything between them two. You know, look, Cup's going to get his and everything. Really hope Wood steps up pretty soon and starts getting some production out of that offense and everything. But like last week, DeSean Jackson, I mean,
that's awesome.
He could have had a freaking huge day if he would have, if two of those balls would have got to him and everything. But yeah, I could easily see in this being a week where Van Jefferson hits on that very easily. One play.
Yeah, exactly. And my last one of the week, Tom Brady over 2.5 touchdowns. I think the Bucs are fired up. And
going back to it again, huh?
Yeah. Well, and, you know, that everybody says that Bill knows Tom and stuff. Well, you know what? Tom knows that defense pretty well. He's practiced against them for a few years. So I think that he's going to be back and rolling. And I believe I saw AB was back today or should be back today or tomorrow.
My status is still showing out, but I had, like I said, day yesterday, I really didn't get see much information come out.
I could be wrong. For some reason, I thought I saw an update said he was back, but, you know, it is what it is. So, if not, I'll still go with it. So, what you got for us?
So, for me, this week, Raiders, Chargers, over and under 52. I'm going to take the over on that. I really think this is going to be a passing game where they're just going to be lighting it up on each other, trying to see who's going to come out being on top of that division and everything. Jamar Chase over and under 68.5. T. Higgins is probably going to be out again another week and everything. So, look, man, that's a rookie right there that's been lighting it up and everything. All that talk before preseason is coming true, and all that talk where he wasn't catching those balls and everything, hey, water under the bridge and everything because he is lighting it up. Any thoughts on those two?
Yeah, I think I just lost my train of thought. I'm sorry. Did you said the Raiders won?
The Raiders, yeah, the Raiders and Chargers over and under 52.
Sorry. Sorry, like I said, for some reason I was looking at the sheet and I like thought you said the second one. I'm sorry. No, I like that. I think that game is going to be pretty high flying. And both defenses look really, really good, but both quarterbacks are in the MVP conversation. You know, they're ready to roll. You know, whether if Josh Jacobs plays or not, I don't think that even matters right now because like they all just they're ready. Everybody's going. So I'm very excited for that football game.
Yeah, Gruden said there's a good chance he might be in there, but. It ain't going to hurt us if we sit him out another week and everything. I mean, look, this is a divisional game and you want all your best players in there and everything, but man, let's get him healthy for the rest of the year.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think with Drake and Barber and whoever else they want to use, I think, you know, and I said, I love Josh Jacobs. He's a monster, but you know, like I said, don't, you know, you'd rather be 3-1 and have Josh Jacobs in week 10 than maybe 4-0 and he's done. You know, something could happen.
Any thoughts on the Jamar Chase over under 68.5 receiving?
I mean, he's good. And we knew he would be, you know, but last week was you watch some of those catches he makes and you just you're just jaw dropping really. It's fun to watch. I love it.
That one touchdown, man. He caught the ball as it was going past his hands on the back side of the ball. Just barely. I mean, and it looked like nothing. I mean, it was just like simple and everything for him.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah. My next one is Josh Allen over and under 285.5. I'm going to take the over on this one. I'm actually double dipping in that game. I'm also taking the Stephon Diggs over and under of 84.5. Man, look. They got to get him involved, and I think Allen knows that, and I think he's going to key on him. And, look, they're playing – who are they playing this week? They are playing Houston Texans.
Yeah.
So, we're going to talk about this game in a little bit again between the two of us, but I think this is a kind of a make-right game between the two of them and everything where – well, Josh Allen's already been doing it, but I really – you know, Diggs hasn't been living up to his hype and stuff like that. Of one of the top 2-3 receivers in this league this year. And I think this is the game where they get him more involved. And I see him easily going over 100. I say that because the same thing I said about Keenan Allen last week and everything. So this might come back to bite me in the butt. But, man, I just feel like this one's a simple one to pick, too. The next one is the Kyler Murray over and under of 275.5. I'm actually taking the under. I think that Rams defense is going to be it's not the Rams defense. What am I thinking?
Yeah,
it is. That's right. I think they're going to be pushing him out of that pocket and everything, and he's going to be running more than anything. He's going to have a great game and everything. I mean, but I think it's going to be more on his legs and everything, which I'm perfectly fine with and stuff because I love a quarterback in fantasy that could give you some points through that run game and everything. And I think he's going to be running more than everything. And I can see this being real close, maybe 250, 260. But it's one of those things where we've been picking those overs and they've always been coming up about 10 yards short, kind of like the one you picked last week with Brady and everything. And I think this is one of those games where he's going to be the under on that one.
Yeah, I think it'll be close. I don't know. I'm trying to think who the Cardinals have been playing. I think this is probably the toughest secondary he's had to face.
Yeah,
I think, you know, with Ramsey and stuff. Ramsey looks pretty gosh darn good, but we all knew that was going to happen. So,
yep. So those are my player props for the week four. Go and hop into yours, sir. Oh, wait, where did, didn't we?
Yeah, I did mine. We need to talk about the survivor pool and how bad I am at those. So,
yeah, man, you're horrible, man.
Yeah, you know, I just, whatever. And I want to apologize to Joe and the rest of the Giant Faithful. This is two times. Actually, I need to do it twice because I picked the against the spread too and they lost. So, sorry, Joe. Yeah. Man, I don't know.
I probably had something to do with that when I was telling you. I go, man, this is a tough one, man. I go, I called it last week on this show and everything saying, man, this is a game the Falcons can win and everything. And I could see them doing it, you know.
I should have listened. Hey, this week, Bills. Taking the Bills. There we go. That's how you do that, right? You just take the easy blowout games.
I keep on telling you, man, take the easy ones. You pick players that are going to be playing against Houston and the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's how you win survivor pool this year. And to me, I think that's something I'm going to be doing all year as long as I don't have to come against them twice with someone I already picked. So that's going to be probably the week where I think I'm picking another easy one and I'm going to miss on. So, but yeah, I'm going Bills over Houston too.
I thought about them, the Bengals, because they're going to stomp Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars tonight. But
man, you know what? It's a Thursday night game, and that's where just stuff happens that you don't expect. And I'm calling it right here now, too. I can see Jaguars pulling this game out. They're going to get a win this year, and I think this is the win. So, look, it's Thursday morning, 6:16 a.m. I'm calling it tonight, Jacksonville over. I just got done saying picking the teams against them, and only because it's a Thursday night game, though. And that's the only reason why, because offenses have to pull back some of their game plan and everything. And a lot of players are still trying to recover and everything, so I could see this easily happening.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
I don't know. Check in tonight.
Yeah, I just think that I think Joey and the boys look good. He only threw the ball 18 times last week. That's like a new thing for him. You know, usually he's thrown it like 45 to 70 times.
Yeah, quick stat. So this year through three games, I want to say he's only thrown like 77 times. Last year in the same time frame, 149. So,
yeah,
I mean, a big, huge difference in everything. So, which is saying a good thing and everything and stuff. I mean, what are they? They're 2-1. No, they ain't 3-0, are they?
2-1.
2-1. Yeah, that's what I thought. But hey, they're looking good. They're getting the job done. Their defense is looking better than what a lot of people expected, too. So,
yeah. I just want Joe Burrow not to get killed. You know, it's like you don't need to run five wide 90% of the time. So, yep. You know, run the football. A little play action here and there kind of helps. So, well, let's see what we got for week three. Well, if we go over week three real quick, if you want to go through your week three picks.
Hit three out of the five, Panthers over the Texans. It was at -8, hit on that. Cardinals over the Jags, that was an easy one. It seemed like, but they actually didn't make it seem closer than what it actually was at -7.5, so hit on those two. I think you had those ones. Maybe not, but we'll go into it.
Yeah, those first three we both had.
Yep, you're right. We easily both, Chargers under we took the under at +6 0.5 when the Chargers went against the Chiefs. I knew that was going to be a close one, and we were both talking about it last week. Chargers could pull that one out, and sure enough, they did. Misses, did not see this one, but Seahawks over the Vikings at -1.5. Look at the Vikings. You know, we got done talking to them about last week about them losing by a field goal again, and it wasn't even nowhere close to that. I mean, Minnesota just easily handled the Seahawks like yesterday's news.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the Seahawks. It's weird. Hopefully I don't know. It's tough to watch. That's for sure.
Yeah, and then I'm not going to be mad about this. Raiders over the Dolphins, -3.5. Missed it by, they won by 3. So, I mean, it was a close game, went into overtime. I was really hoping in that overtime they were going to just punch it in and get a touchdown to end the game. I was like, come on, you guys are right there and everything. Just do it for me, man. And, they end up kicking the field goal. So, I'm happy with the win. So,
yeah, it was a good ball game, that's for sure.
It was. Hey, we went down 14-0. I was like, yeah, hey, don't worry about it. We got it. We're going to come back and everything. And it was just one of those games where, just like what you're talking about earlier, the Raiders defense and the Chargers defense are both good, but they're going to give up some points and stuff like that based off how, just the way the game's going and everything. No true defenses are not going to give up. You know, every once in a while you're going to have those games, but there's going to be just some games where the other team gets some some garbage time points and everything. And, give Dolphins all the credit and everything for them, coming back and making it even closer than what it ended up seeming being too. Because like I said, we went down 14-0, and then all of a sudden we went on a 25-point run where they could had nothing in return and stuff. And look, it just happens the way these games flow and everything. And it made for a great game.
Yeah, it was. It was fun to watch. As I said, I got to catch the, last half, but quite a bit of it. So, Justin, you do not want to get used to waking up to these two faces. That'd be like waking up to a nightmare. Well, for me, anyways, I don't want to talk about Rich. I don't want to talk about Rich that way.
Last very week, handsome had, nightmare.
Yeah, there you go. I was 5-2 last week, which is I was pretty happy with. I had those same ones at Panthers, Cardinals, and Chargers. We were on the same side, all three of those. I also had the Broncos minus 10.5. You know, I like it. That's a big spread, but they spanked the Jets 26-0. So that defense is for real. They look good.
Who saw that coming?
Yeah, right. And then I also had the Cowboys minus 3.5. They stomped them by 20. So how about them Cowboys? You know, I had to say it once. I don't really ever say it.
I missed
on the I had the Patriots minus 3. I don't know what happened. I guess when I said earlier, we kind of know who teams are. I don't know who the Saints are. I don't know what who's going to play week to week, what's going to happen. They spanked them 28-13. So that was tough. And then I also missed the Giants minus 3. I got too confident in Danny Dimes. You know, and, oh, here, Joe chimes in as I'm talking about his Giants losing. Joe, I'm sorry. That's my fault. I picked him in Survivor Pool, and I also took him minus 3. So that I'm sorry for that. So maybe next time. But I didn't pick him this week. So this, you know, hopefully things turn around for him. So what do you got for week 4, Rich?
So for week 4, Washington over the Falcons minus 1. Both teams are just not living up to the hype that we thought they were at the beginning of the season and stuff. But I'm going to take the Washington over the Falcons. I can see this a make right game for the defense and everything where, man, they haven't been performing to what everybody thought they were, being that number one defense for this season maybe. And I could – I didn't take them this week either. Joe, come on, man. You got to take your team even when you think they're going to lose. But, yeah, look, Washington defense is going to make right. I think they're going to have a huge week. I feel bad because it's against the Falcons because I really want the Falcons. I want their offense to come alive, man. I mean, they have that that power to do it, and it just ain't living up to the hype. Pitt ain't living up to the hype yet. Look, even Ridley, I mean, we ain't talking about him like we should be talking about and stuff. It's just due to, I'm going to say, bad play from Matt Ryan and everything. Maybe yeah, it's time like for him. Done. I mean, yeah, he looks like another Roethlisberger, if you want me to be honest with you and everything. Just ain't there, you know?
No. Felipe Franks time.
Felipe Franks, hey, let's try it, man. get that offense rolling, man.
Try something.
Detroit plus 3 over the Bears, taking the plus 3. That's going to be, like I said, we kind of talked about that. It's going to be a good battle game and everything, but I just see Detroit pulling away, maybe by a touchdown and everything. Bears, they got to get it figured out until Nagy figures out how to run an offense and stuff like that. I really thought Justin Fields would be a perfect quarterback for him, but now that he has him, he doesn't even know how to use him. How do you freaking go into this week saying, well, all three quarterbacks might have a chance to play?
Because he's a dipshit. That's why.
Gosh.
Last year, same thing. You know, he gave away the play calling duties and the offense started to look a little better. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to go into it because I'd talk till 10 in the morning if we did. So
next one is Cowboys minus 4 over the Panthers. Let's see what Justin got to say here. That is true. Yeah. That is very true. That is a true stat.
They only gained like 67 yards, and he was sacked for like 69 yards. That's how many yards they lost. So, yeah, quality day by the Bears offensive line.
True stat. I'm not playing with you. You're going to see stuff like this. Next time you see this, it'll probably be 10, 20 years down the road.
Or maybe this weekend against the Lions. Who knows?
Yeah, you know, Detroit's defense is a lot better than what people thought so, too. So we'll see how it goes if Nagy's going to keep on coaching. Like I said, Cowboys minus 4 over the Panthers. Last year, Darnold carved Cowboys up. This year, Cowboys defense is a lot better with Diggs, Parsons. I mean, just everybody just seems like the defense is just gelling just right now. And I could see this being something where they come back and look, Panthers are reeling too. A lot of key injuries on defense. Their rookie got hurt. Their defense is good, but man, with these injuries, maybe it knocks them out of their rhythm because their defense was last week ranked 1, was it not?
Yeah. And they said they lost JC Horn, which is very tough. They didn't trade for CJ Henderson, which will help, I hope. That defense has been pretty fun to watch. T.J. Henderson was a first-round pick, so hopefully he can produce for him.
Yeah, like I said, I just see this as a make-right game, but kind of a revenge game against Darnold and everything. I don't think they want him coming in and carving him up again. But like I said, this could be a high-scoring game if you really think about it. But McCaffrey's out, so that's going to hurt the offense. I don't care what anybody says. Let's see which team will Zach Wilson be traded to in two years.
Probably Giants.
Probably Giants. Give them a chance, man. This is one of those. This is one of those Peyton Manning kind of things. Peyton Manning, what, he only won one game his rookie season, did he not?
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence correctly. Looks like dog dirt, so.
Yeah. And just give him a year and stuff like that. We'll see how it comes out next year. Give Coach Sala a chance to
You can't tell. You need 5 years. Give him 5 years, then you'll know.
All right, there you go.
I mean, I'm not telling you to not play well for 5 years, but like I need to see a quarterback for 5 years before I'm like, that guy's, he's got it. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
I like that Cowboys minus four a lot. So.
Next one I got is Chiefs minus seven over the Eagles. I think this is a game where, just like you said earlier, I think that maybe they have a players meeting this week and stuff like that and say, hey, I'm not going to do any more no look passes and everything. And I'm going to get the ball to you guys. And we got to stop turning the ball over. Turnovers is what's really killing them and everything. If you really go back and watch the games, turnovers will not win you games. So,
they had three on the first three possessions. That never happens.
Yeah.
Minus three in the turnover margin is not where you want to be.
Yeah. So this is a make right game for them. I see them just slaughtering the Eagles just to make the NFL know that, hey, we're still here. But you're bottom of the dweller, so you're going to have to do something to get out of that. I mean, starting out one. So win for the Chiefs over the Eagles. And my last one is Ravens minus one, Broncos. Broncos are 3-0. They played.
What'd you say? They played. Sorry, I kind of broke up there. They played the I don't know. My internet's getting bad. Played the Giants. They played the Jaguars, and they played. I just forgot. Oh, the Jets. Yeah, they
really it was a sarcastic question. I was just.
Oh.
Who have they played?
Like my internet like lagged real quick, so it was like it's hard to tell. So my bad. Yeah, they didn't play anybody.
Yeah, Ravens. Look, like I said, I think don't get me wrong. Broncos defense is great. The offense has been humming pretty well for Two Gloves Bridgewater?
Teddy Two Gloves.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, look, don't get me wrong. I'm not just clowning on them and stuff like that. But look who have they played and stuff like that. Now, look, Ravens ain't the best either right now and stuff, just off what they've been doing and everything. But I think they're getting a better challenge than the other three teams. And I'm picking the Ravens to win by – it could be a touchdown easily and stuff like that just to get their presence back because they're kind of in that same position the Chiefs are, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm actually on the other side of that game. I'm taking the Broncos, but it's going to be fun. I think that's one I'm looking forward to quite a bit this week, to be honest, is that game. Because
now the one I don't have on there where I'm sure everybody's going to be surprised is I don't have the Raiders game. And look, I am a Raiders fan and everything. But I am a football guy that knows a little bit about football. And as much as I want to pick the Raiders to win, look, we are going to SoFi Stadium. This is going to be a shootout and everything, and it's the divisional game. 9 times out of 10, divisional games are going to go 50-50 and stuff. So as much as I don't want to do this, I do see in the Chargers winning this game. I mean, look, Chargers offense looks for real. I mean, they got two great receivers. I mean – I think that's one of the things Raiders struggle against is big receivers like Mike Williams and Keenan Allen. And I think that's one of the, you know, if you have smaller receivers, it might be a better game and everything. But, man, it just, we struggle when we have receivers that we're playing. And with it being a divisional game, look, it's at their home and everything. So I could easily see in the Chargers win this. Don't get mad at me, Raider Nation. I'm just calling it how I see it and stuff like that. Now, look. The last 3 weeks, look, I pick them how I see them and stuff, and I really saw Raiders beating all three of those teams, which were 3-0. But this one's going to be our tough challenge starting out for the this season.
Well, you got to hedge your bet. You got to bet on the Chargers. That way, if the Chargers win, you're like, oh, well, I won money. And then if the Raiders win, you're just happy because your Raiders won. Yeah. That's what you got to do.
I'll keep that. I'll follow that in my mental Rolodex.
So for week four, I got I took the Lions with him. Yeah, we don't need to talk about it. I also like the Browns -2.5 at the Vikings. I know the Vikings look pretty good, but I like the Browns. I think that squad's ready to go. I think they're gonna give old Kirk Kissing Cousins some fits. So I had the Cowboys -4.5. Whatever, same thing. 4.5. For all the stuff you said, I think they're going to keep rolling. Broncos +1. I like that team. I think they are for real. I know they haven't played anybody, but we'll see. I think this is, you know, I said it on in my notes last night. This is the test. And then Bucks -7 at the Patriots. I'm all on board for this one. I think Tom's going to take it to him. We'll see, though. And then – well, now I don't feel bad because you didn't pick the Raiders. So I'm taking Chargers -3.5. I'm sorry. I just – that team is so good. And I know the Raiders are really good too, but I think that, like you said, that home game is a real thing this year, you know, with the fans being back. And I think it's going to be – I think the Chargers want to show – well, actually, I heard it in an interview yesterday, you know, with the Rams and the Chargers both looking really, really good. You know, you're going to have a lot of people that don't really know that live out in L.A. So, you know, the Chargers want to win those home games. They want to win them. They want people to know that, you know, they're L.A.'s team. You know, they're not the Clippers. They're the Lakers.
Don't be surprised when we watch the game and you see more Raiders fans in the stand than Chargers. This is
I don't doubt
you,
that.
You said it. You said it. This is L.A.'s team. And L.A.'s team is the Raiders.
Well, I mean – the Chargers might be the Clippers of it. You know how they get the Lakers, everybody likes them, nobody likes Clippers? That's kind of that might be them.
Yeah, we'll so see. I might have to go back on my statement. I think Raiders are going to blow them out because they will have home field advantage.
Okay, all right. Well, mark it down. That's fine. Well, I don't got anything else. You got any more for them?
No, man. Great picks and everything. You're scaring. You're making me feel. I'm scared now because you're picking Broncos +1, and you've been so good at making these picks and everything. So I think I might have one loss already, just looking based off what you picked.
I did get over 500 though on my on picking against the spread. I'm 11-10 on the season, so still tough. But we'll see what this week brings. It's going to be a fun one. You know. So if you got any questions for us, hit us up. You DM us. You can tweet at us at the show or either one of us. You know, except we welcome all questions and feedback, and we look forward to week four. So,
yep, and don't forget to tune in tonight to Dash of DFS with Coach Cheps and Mike. They'll be dropping down their suggestions on who should be putting in your DFS lineups and everything, and they've been doing pretty well the last 3 weeks. So jump in tonight. See what they're saying, drop a few questions for them. And like I said, this is a recurring thing for this team right here. We're always on at some time, and we are going to try to help out as much as we can. And I think between like our show, tonight's show, and this weekend and stuff like that, look, we're going to do our best to give you a hand. So make sure you hop in, check us out. Hey, hit the button, subscribe, help us get those subscription numbers up and everything. And, hey, jump into the chat and talk with us, man.
Yeah, join the Patreon. You know, check out the website. Follow us on Twitter if you're not. And, you know, like I said, if you got questions, hit them up. And let's have a good weekend.
I think you and me both got a busy day, so enjoy it, sir.
Yes, we do. Yep, later, guys.